is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio on a Wednesday. Hey, don't forget Throwback Thursday coming up tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to have in store, but we'll have something awesome in store. We haven't picked the year yet. Alex Gold from our very own The Gold Standard here on SB Nation Radio. I had Honey Badger himself, Tyrann Mathieu, on yesterday, new Kansas City Chief. The Tyreek Hill situation is hovering over the Chiefs and what they're going to do, what the league is going to do. Here's what Alex Gold and Tyrann Mathieu talked about in that certain setting in Kansas City.
In the news the last week, your teammate, now I don't know if you had a chance to interact with him yet in your short time in Kansas City, but you know, Tyreek Hill, he's been in the news regards to domestic violence allegations, and he's been barred from team activities to this point, but remains on the roster. Just what's your reaction when you hear and see allegations like this or any other involving domestic violence?
I think it's sad, man. Very disappointed. I came to the piece with hopes that, I can watch him play football and, watch him run back punts and, catch long bombs, and outrun everybody. It's very unfortunate, the situation he's in. I haven't been a teammate, much of just basically 2 or 3 weeks, so it's not really fair for me to comment on his kind of character. I don't think I really know him. But like I said, just with everything that's out right now and, obviously the audio, it's just very disappointing, not only from a teammate standpoint, but I'm a father as well, so
sure.
It's very disappointing.
Now, do you think the NFL, has a problem with this? I guess society in general, perhaps, but do you think the NFL has done enough?
Well, I think it's not just an NFL issue. I think as a society, I think we've ultimately, created this problem. I think, women should be, way more valuable. Women should be in, higher positions. So, it's just a topic and it's an argument that, I think a lot of, females and a lot of males can make, for females. So, we just got to get better across the board, not only the guys that are in these situations, but the guys that are, around these situations. I think we all play a part in speaking up and, just holding each other accountable.
Interesting comments here from the Honey Badger, and that was on Alex Gold's The Gold Standard right here on SB Nation Radio. I think he's right. I think it's a society standard. I don't think it's necessarily prone to the NFL. The NFL is more prominent so that there's more, name a company in America. If we focused our attention and laser focused on the people that worked at company X or company
Amazon.
Y, couple Z, Amazon is perfect example.
They got a lot of employees.
Right. So if we focused in on every single employee and the accusations and the arrests of domestic violence in that situation, we would probably see a number of them there too, right? The NFL, we just focus in on them because they're high profile.
Out of the other major sports, larger sample pool.
Yeah, very true. Very true. There's 53 guys on a team, 32 teams.
Or 25, given their sports. So there's a lot more guys.
So again, that's a good point that he makes. But we also, listen, I know it's not a big concern for people, but can you, think about we as fans react to this, right? And if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you might be the one of the many that are saying, I don't want him on my team. I don't want him representing my team. I don't want him wearing the uniform of my team. But imagine being a teammate and how you feel playing with this guy. If indeed he is going to play until it plays itself out in the court, or he's going to play until it sorts itself out with the league, whatever it may be. And you're in a position where you have a wife, you have daughters, and you're playing with them, and you have to be a good teammate to this guy, you have to be a teammate to this guy, and you may not respect him anymore. And there are a lot of other dynamics at play. He said it when he talked about wanting to see him do these things, and now, this changes his outlook on that. So there's a lot of play for what Kansas City is going to do. This is a guy, like we talked about with Kareem Hunt about, over the fall in late November. He's an important part of their success. Kareem Hunt was an important part of their success. And Tyreek Hill is absolutely that for Patrick Mahomes. But if you're an organization, you're not going to be able to, you can't sell this in this day and age now. You have to be an organization that takes a stand and has pride in what you are and how, and don't let yourself succumb to this sort of nonsense because of wins and losses. Be better than that. Be a step above that. That's why I want the Chiefs to act like they did with Kareem Hunt, where, you know, Hunt is going to play for the Browns.
Yes.
And when he clears, he's going to play for the Browns. And he's probably going to do well for the Browns. But at least the Chiefs said, fine, great, whatever. He's not doing it here. We're not going to have him do it here. And that's a statement that I think the organization needs to make.
Now, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we can look at this from the outside and go, I don't know how these guys would ever, you know, want to be around Tyreek Hill or associated with Tyreek Hill. You know, Tyreek Hill's a bad guy. Why are the Chiefs still had him? But I can't imagine being a teammate of his. And, you know, I mean, with the Honey Badger, I mean, for him, it's kind of new. I don't even think he's really met him. Maybe, you know, I think the Texans played against the Chiefs last season.
I think they did, yeah.
So, you know, there was probably some interaction, but it was on the field since they were against each other. But if you look at someone like Patrick Mahomes, you know, that, I mean, that was his go-to guy last year. Or say Travis Kelce. I mean, how do they look at Tyreek Hill? I mean,
exactly.
This was a friend, a comrade, a brother in the locker room. And now, you know, if all of this comes out true, I mean, that's got to be, I can't even fathom the idea. I mean, it'd be like working here and then all of a sudden you find out someone here, you know, a habitual child abuser or something like that.
Yeah.
You would just sit there and like, oh my, you're fired. I can't associate myself with you. I don't want to be around you.
Yeah. And I know he had an issue in college, but I don't think it played into how they treated him when he got to the pros. I think everyone felt like maybe that was something that was handled. Okay. Whatever. But now this has happened on, while you're with him, like while you're around him, while you were his teammate, while, you know, this went down while you were prepping together for games, this was going down while you were doing, you know, all of that, you know, however long the audio tape was still in the process of him playing for the Chiefs. That's got to have a different kind of effect. And again, yeah, you're right. What if you are Patrick Mahomes? How do you look at this now? How do you look at your teammates now? What do you demand of the organization? Can you say anything? Can you demand something as an organization? Probably not, but you can at least make your voice known. I mean, you could probably say, listen, I'm not, you know, obviously I'm going to play as hard as I can, but I'd rather do it without him, or, you know, whatever that may be. But we always talk about these. It's insulting to the topic, right? When you say things like, the Chiefs have a really tough choice ahead of them. They really don't. They have an easy choice. Get rid of them. Don't play them. I mean, don't let them be part of your organization. But I know it's easy for me to say, but the reality of it is, you know, either A, let the league deal with it first, but you're going to deal with it second or first, but you're going to deal with it.
Now, do you fault the Chiefs for being patient right now?
No, not at all. Listen, and I've said this many times, and I said this on the draft show as well. I really believe in due process. I really, really believe in investigate, look into it. What is this call, this telephone call has some damning things, but you need to look into those damning things. Make sure before you do this that you've given the thought and think it out. You're not just ruining a guy's career, you're ruining a reputation. It might be deserved and it probably will be deserved. But let's not jump the gun yet until you do until you go through it all. But the problem is that when you make a statement like that, it almost sounds like you're making an excuse for the Tyreek Hill. You're making it sound like you're kind of on his side and hope. But I'm not. I just want due process. We should all want due process because there, for the grace of God, go I. Right? I mean, nobody wants your job. Your job at risk based on something that may or may not be true, based on something that you can explain the evidence may not be there. But it does mean the NFL needs to take a deep look into it, because some people may say things that because they want to protect, you know, his girlfriend, for example, his fiance, right? Or is that who it was? The fiance that was on the phone? Something along the line. Girlfriend, fiance, significant other. She may change her story to protect the career. I mean, the career's nice. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's not the first time that's happening in the history of the American judicial system where somebody realizes that there is a lot of money that can be lost here with these allegations and people have changed their story. But if you're the NFL, you have to know that going in, right? You have to figure out that there might be some agendas at play that are going to thwart what you're really trying to investigate. But it does need to be investigated thoroughly before an act is made. And I agree with the Chiefs. Look, do some diligence here. We just had a player. What was it? Reuben Foster.
Yep.
Right? That had been accused of it, and he didn't do it. Right? Am I thinking of the right guy? It's kind of coming off the top of my head.
The Niners?
The Niners guy, right?
Yeah.
He didn't do it, right? You have to be really careful because a reputation is at stake. And what we're finding out in this day and age of social media and the internet, it's so difficult to get it back once it's ruined. Right. If there's some negative articles written about you in ties to something you didn't do, those are hard to scrub from the net. Right. The reputation is always going to be there. You don't owe Tyreek Hill a protection of reputation, but you do owe your organization the ability to do the research and the league to do the research to say we now stand by this because this is now what we know. Right, we now know this to be more of a fact than not, and therefore we're enacting this. He doesn't have to be guilty. Let me make this clear. He doesn't have to be guilty of anything legally to lose his job. Right? He doesn't. The league can suspend him anyway. Right? The Chiefs can cut him for whatever reason they want. There's no reason they don't have to. But they do want to protect. They do want to make sure that they don't do something where they ruin his reputation if everything we think happened didn't happen. So I'm asking that's why I would be careful. But no doubt what this audio tape sounds like, it doesn't sound like it's going to be very hard of an investigation to realize what's going to happen. It doesn't sound like you're going to be doing a lot of digging to figure this out.
But still dig anyway. That's almost scary to think about.
It's a chilling piece of audio. I mean, it's really scary.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to my wife last night, and you know, I said without playing the audio tape to her, I said, you know, I mean, yeah, we want to believe in innocent until proven guilty, we really really do. But then when this audio tape comes out, you just listen to it, and you're like, I don't see around this.
Yeah,
I mean, this is you not knowing you're being recorded at this moment. The things that were coming out of his mouth are just, you know, terrifying. Stephen King couldn't write something this terrifying.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. And just because an investigation may not prove what you're looking for, it doesn't mean we have to accept his innocence, right? Like, I mean, I know, listen, it's not the same kind of crime, but we all believe OJ killed those two people, even if a court of law says he didn't. We didn't go, you know, I really thought he did it. Well, I guess he didn't do it. No, we went, no, that was a miscarriage of justice, right? That was a bad prosecution team that screwed up on every level. We don't say, well, the findings showed that, you know, the jury found him innocent, so therefore he's innocent. They just found him not guilty, right? They said there was not enough evidence to prove that he had done this. We can still do the same thing with Tyreek Hill based on this audio. If they do their investigation and they just can't seem to connect the dots that we think, it doesn't mean we have to think well of Tyreek Hill. That audio in and of itself is damning enough to me that I have a different opinion about Tyreek Hill now. And I think a lot of people do too. It's just, it's something that I think the Chiefs are going to have to deal with because the Chiefs also have to state what kind of team they are. Well, I mean, I would demand to find, if I was the Chiefs, as to explanation as to that kind of conversation.
What a tough corner for the Chiefs to be in because they just did this last season.
They did.
And everything was looking in the right direction for them. Like, oh my God, we finally have those three, the triplets. Because each team needs to have a triplet on their team. And they finally had it. And now within a year, we've dismantled the whole thing.
Yep. That's very true. It's very true. And you're right. There's a wins and losses angle to this that is very, very hard. But this should be an easy decision for Kansas City. 800-777-2907 on Twitter at Tony D Radio at Ron Culver. Ron with two N's, please. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we go to the Progressive Insurance Hotline. We talk to Matt Derrick, Chiefs Digest, on the situation on Tyreek Hill. Go to Progressive.com for great rates for your home and auto. All right, Matt, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Not bad. How are you doing this morning?
Good. In terms of this audio, take us back to when this was released, and how did the Chiefs immediately react to this? Did the Chiefs come out and immediately say something, or did they bide their time a little bit?
Yeah, the audio came out, the initial audio came out about an hour before the start of the first round of the draft last week. And, you know, and the Chiefs responded reasonably quickly. I mean, Brett Veach came out at the end of the first round and made a statement, didn't take any questions, and but issued what's become the company line since then, that, you know, that the audio was deeply disturbing to them. They were very concerned for the state of the child, the state of Tyreek and his family, and they were going to, you know, get further information and make a decision at the right time. And so far, they've stuck to that line, and they're still in their decision-making process.
When it comes to making this decision, how much of this is affected by how they handled the Kareem Hunt situation? I know it's kind of different circumstances, but kind of similar in that there was a bombshell and then the Chiefs reacted. Is there any play on it, or are they doing it the same way?
No, there's difference. A big part of it is because there's a little bit of heartburn within the organization about how they did handle Kareem Hunt. They moved very swiftly when the video of Kareem Hunt came out last November. It was just a few hours that they made the move to completely release him. And there's, you know, now that he has an 8-game suspension, he's been signed by Cleveland. Like I said, there's a little heartburn that they let go a Pro Bowl running back with no compensation when they feel like maybe we should have held on to him, seen if he could make it through this and stick with the team, or, you know, be able to at least make him a move for a draft pick or compensation. I think it would have been very difficult for Kareem Hunt to stay with the organization because they did feel like that he lied to them and that they betrayed his trust. We don't know if that's going to exist right now between the organization and Tyreek, but Tyreek was already given a second chance with this organization after the issue that he had in college. And professional teams, it's very difficult for them to give someone a third chance or a second or third chance. If he's not charged and he stays in the league, he'll play, but I don't think he'll be in Kansas City.
What is the feeling of the fan base, the people that reach out to you, the people that you hear on the street, the people who make their voices known on social media? I mean, teams want to win, but they also want to win with a team they can feel proud of. How do the Chiefs fans reacting to this circumstance?
It's a little bit divided. I mean, universally, obviously, everyone is upset about the situation. Everybody's concerned about the state of the 3-year-old child involved in this. But the fans are fairly divided. Some are wanting to let the process play out, determine exactly who is responsible. And, you know, they feel like if Tyreek's not charged and he could play, he should be able to play. I think that the larger majority of the fan base, though, is of the nature that they feel that this is a bridge too far. They're very disturbed by what they heard on the audio. They're concerned about the injury, and they're ready to move on.
Is the audio enough for the Chiefs to make a move on Tyreek Hill? Or do they really need almost a police investigation into the criminality of what was discussed in the audio?
There's a couple of snippets of the audio that are, you know, most concerning. You know, one is when Tyreek told his fiancée that she should be terrified of him. But you have to put it in context as well. This is an 11-minute piece of audio. There were some edits made, and even in the portions that were aired, there were portions of the audio where Tyreek Hill says, "I didn't do this," and pleads innocence. So you really, for the Chiefs to be able to make a decision based on the audio, they really need to hear the whole thing. And we know that the prosecutor now has the whole audio. We don't know if the Chiefs have obtained, and the NFL have obtained the full audio yet. That will certainly help them. But I think that the biggest thing is that they want to wait for the investigations to play out before they make a decision.
Is it possible that the Chiefs maintain a course of investigation and just wait to see what the NFL does before they act on this?
They could very well. Absolutely. I know there's been a discussion that the NFL may make an exception to put Hill on the their exempt list, which normally doesn't exist this time of year with 90-man rosters. And that would at least be a way to put this out of sight, out of mind for a little bit of while. But as long as Tyreek is a member of the organization, it's going to be a distraction. You know, Andy Reid's going to get questions about it. Clark Hunt, the owner, GM Brett Veach, the players, everybody's going to continue to get questions about it. And that's a distraction that a team that wants to win a Super Bowl really can't afford.
Matt Derrick joins us, Chiefs Digest, on the Tyreek Hill situation in Kansas City. And, you know, listen, it's still a football-based question. So I wanted to ask about Kareem Hunt for a second. How much did his absence hurt the Chiefs later in the season, maybe in the postseason, or maybe not at all? The absence of Kareem Hunt in the offense, how did it affect Kansas City down the stretch?
Well, it didn't necessarily affect them that much in wins and losses, although maybe you could argue if Kareem Hunt plays against the Patriots, they pull that out. But remember, when Kareem Hunt left the team, they were averaging over 7 yards a play. That's ridiculous. That's historically great. Team hasn't done that in the NFL since before 1950. After he left, they were averaging about 6.5 yards a play. That's still really good, but yeah, that's a big gap between historically great and just really, really good. And I think it's to be said, if you don't have Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, the offense is still going to be good. It's not going to be as good as it could have been.
Yeah, and it was good to get to Tyreek Hill for a minute. I mean, the guy is so important to their offense. And what would the Kansas City offense look like without him?
Well, you know, they drafted Mecole Hardman from Georgia, who in many ways is almost a poor man's Tyreek Hill. Almost as fast, almost the same measurables, exact same size. He can do a lot of the same things that Tyreek could have done as a rookie. What you don't know is if he can develop into the full-fledged receiver that Hill has over the last couple of seasons. But if he can do what Hill did, even as a rookie, which is working a lot of the jet sweeps, the reverses, just vertical routes, that's enough to help Patrick Mahomes and his offense to open up the middle of the field. There are still things that they can do, but Tyreek Hill, he's one of a kind. I mean, you don't replace a receiver like that overnight.
So, Matt, I want to ask this next question, and I mean this with all respect to Chief fans, who are one of the most loyal fan bases in all of the NFL. But they haven't been to a Super Bowl in a very, very long time. They have gotten a team now that has potential to do that. There's a very successful season with the MVP of the league. Is there a feeling, though, that all of the good is outweighed by some of the bad that they've had to deal with?
There's frustration with the fan base that, you know, that this hasn't always been the organization that maybe they want to root for. Because they've had some problems in the last few years off the field with issues with players, and that extends beyond Andy Reid. So it's not just an Andy Reid problem. It's a culture problem before that. Can you pin that on Clark Hunt and the entire organization? Is it bad luck? Maybe it's a little bit of both. But you know, the fans have serious questions about how the team does do its business. And you know, the reality is that you can win the right way. You can win with players who don't have this kind of baggage. But the Chiefs have not shown the willingness necessarily or the discipline to stay away from that. They're willing to take the risk in almost every case.
So I want to get some football, some X's and O's. This is a Chiefs team that's going with a new defense. Some faces are gone. New ones are coming in, like Frank Clark. A feeling like this is going to be good immediately, or is there a worry that the defense is going to take some time and that may cost us immediate wins?
Yeah, I think that's the big question, is that you've got to have at least 5 new defensive starters on this team. You've lost your veteran leadership with Eric Berry, Justin Houston, D. Ford. You need to find who those new leaders are. You know, can Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu come in and immediately be leaders in this team? Can a guy like Chris Jones step up and become a leader on his defense? They've still got a lot of questions, and they've got some issues at depth. You know, cornerback, linebacker are some open question marks. They feel pretty good about what they've done with the defensive line in the offseason. But as good as this offense is, it's only going to go as far as that defense takes them. And right now, you know, they've made the moves. But, yeah, I think it's a real question just how long it takes for those moves to gel.
My man Matt Derrick joining us on a Progressive Insurance Online Chiefs Digest. I know it's a somber topic with Tyreek Hill and the seriousness, so I do want to get to something fun. Patrick Mahomes, I got to see him at the Super Bowl. The fans that came to see him lined up just to get a piece of him, just to see him. How is he enjoying being one of the biggest celebrities, not only in Kansas City, but in the league and in the country right now?
Yeah, he seems to enjoy it. I mean, there are downsides to it. With the attention that you get sometimes, and sometimes it's unwanted attention. But he really seems to be taking it in stride. He's kind of lived that athletic life for a long time because, you know, his dad in Major League Baseball. So he's somewhat familiar with it, but he certainly seems to be enjoying it, you know, getting the chance to go see his Texas Tech Red Raiders in the Final Four, being on the cover of Madden. I mean, these are things that, you know, kids dream of, and he's getting to do them. And he seems to be enjoying it. And now that's the off season. And I asked him just that question, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, how do you, you know, at what point do you, you know, turn off the switch, you know, and make it 100% about football? And he says it's always 100% football, even if it's the off season. I'm always thinking about it. I gotta tell myself not to throw too much and do these things. He's a gym rat. He really is. So even though he's got a lot of things going on. A lot of sponsorship deals that he's doing a lot of charity events. He's still a football guy. He really is.
Matt, great stuff. I really appreciate your time, and I know it's a sensitive issue with what's going on there, and you handled it great. I really appreciate your insight.
I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Matt Derrick, again, Chiefs Digest, on the situation with Tyreek Hill. If I'm the Chiefs, I've said this before, I think the Chiefs can go two ways here, and I'd be okay with either one of them. I would sort of wait for the league a little bit to see where the league is going to go, because again, if Tyreek Hill is suspended, then you don't have to do that work. But then there's also the flip side of them saying, you know, even if the NFL wants to take its time, we still as an organization do not want to have him representing us and have him on the team. But like he said, they may be a little bit shy based on a little bit worried about, you know, the Kareem Hunt situation. He's now playing for the Browns. He got through the suspension. If there is less than what we think with the Tyreek Hill situation and the Chiefs react, yeah, they may be making a stand, but they'll also be giving up a good player. Now, if it's what we think it is, then you cut ties. But what if it isn't? I think that's one of the reasons why they're taking their time with it. We are a very quick reacting society. We want answers. We want to know how people think about it. We don't like when people say we're going to take our time and investigate. We always think that's a delay tactic. We'd like to see people react like we react. They do react like we react, but they don't react as a business like we react. That's the difference. Every person in the organization can go home at night and say, this disgusts me. This is terrible. This is frightening what he said in this audio. But as a business, you have to sort of separate that and say, but you know what? It reminds me of when people talk about the death penalty. I argue that, you know, I've had debates with people. I believe in death penalty. Some people, my friends don't, but one of the arguments that they make is when they say, yeah, if my wife was raped and murdered, I'd want to kill the guy myself. But as a society, I wouldn't want us to do that as a society. And, you know, you could make the counter argument to that, but at least that makes a little bit of argumentative sense. It's the same thing here. The general manager, the owner, all of these people individually may want to cut Tyreek Hill immediately, but there is a business side of it. Not getting compensation back, right? Like, maybe figuring out where the league is going. Does he play for another team? And if he does so, well, he could have played for you. Do fans really want you to make that kind of stand? There's a lot of issues here, and it's kind of sad that we have to put that in the business context, but there is, and that's what this is. I mean, you could make the case about Kareem Hunt that you took the stand and you cut Kareem Hunt, but he's serving a suspension, and he's going to help the Browns, and he's going to help the Browns in the same conference that you're in. And in the end, was that the right business decision? Maybe it is, but also maybe it isn't. And that's something you have to do as an organization. All right, it's SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.